Joe's Need to Know News. Tropical Storm Michael is now a Category 1 hurricane. It's forecasted to be a dangerous major hurricane when it hits the U.S. Gulf Coast on Wednesday. The storm went from 40-mile-per-hour winds on Sunday up to 90-mile-per-hour winds last night. Michael may be a Cat 3 hurricane with winds from 111 to 129 miles per hour when it makes landfall. So, thought to press everybody affected by that. Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's all-time record for passing yards last night on Monday Night Football during the Saints' win over the Redskins. He passed Manning's mark of 71,940 yards with a 62-yard touchdown pass. So congratulations to Drew Brees.
Woohoo!
But also Peyton Manning, you know, that's still a big record to be proud of, to be second on there, to be that high up there. So we could have Peyton Manning unretire.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We could take you back.
I'm just saying. Come back, homie. Update on that New York limo, limo crash. The limo that crashed, killing 20 people, failed the safety inspection. Are you surprised by that one?
No.
Last month. And its driver wasn't even licensed to be behind the wheel.
Wow.
That's according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Some more details coming up, but God, that's so sad and so senseless. The deadline to register to vote in the November 6th general election is today.
Wow.
All right, we're going to put another
one. That came fast.
I know. That's what she said. But it's really simple. All you got to do, we're going to put a link up again on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Swipe up or go to IndianaVoters.com. It's so simple to make sure you're registered to vote. It really is, and there's no excuse why you should not vote. I saw something online. I was looking at IndianaVoters.com last night. I wanted to double check that I was not a dummy and a hypocrite and not registered. I actually am. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I think, like, what was the number? It's like there's 5.5 or 6 million Hoosiers, like people in Indiana, and it says that like 4.5 million are registered. That doesn't mean that they voted, though. It just means that you're actually registered to do it.
Right.
You got to go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Alex doesn't care who you vote for. Just do it. Exercise your right there. And time travel. Is it real? There's a photo, Alex, that I'm going to send to you, and I'd like you to put it up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show. And then we'd like to know what you think here. Social media users are convinced that a time traveler has turned up in a 1940s beach shot. The man is in a scruffy brown suit. He can be clearly seen in the middle of this wartime photo, peering into what appears to be a phone. Like, it looks like he's looking down at his cell phone. How is this possible? Around him are tons of beachgoers. They're kind of soaking up, you know, the sun, enjoying the rays. This is apparently back in September of 1943. The image was taken on Towan Beach, if I got that correctly, and posted online by a man named Stuart Humphreys, who initially, you know, he didn't even notice that the guy was in there. But then people started pointing it out to him. They're like, oh my gosh.
This is wild.
Now, you've seen it. You got to zoom in, but it's the guy right in the middle. Alex, you looking at the photo right now, which is on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show. Do you think he's actually a time traveler?
From this photo, I would have to say, yeah, it looks like it to me.
Now, somebody pointed out, well, maybe back in the day, maybe he's rolling a cigarette.
That's true. He could be. He could be rolling.
They see me rolling. I'm traveling. Can I see it again? Let me look at it real quick. Okay. Yeah, you know what? He could be stuck there. I don't know. What's
he's on his phone, or he's just holding something small in his hands. I don't know if it's a phone or
but
not.
But for some reason, he just seems like he shouldn't even be in that photo if I'm looking at it. It just looks so...
It's definitely weird seeing someone in full clothes, like a suit, on a beach. You can see it right now on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show.
Right, go see it right now. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all of this, by the way, too, at RadioNowIndy.com.